No date has been set for another round of international negotiations on North Korea's nuclear weapons program. In late October, North Korea agreed to a second round, which would include North and South Korea, the United States, China, Japan, and Russia. Intense diplomatic consultations are underway, even as the CIA recently confirmed its belief that North Korea already possesses two plutonium-based nuclear bombs. NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Seoul.
All the parties to the North Korean negotiations, which began in Beijing in August, agree they want to sit down and bargain again. But says Donald Gregg, a former U.S. ambassador to South Korea, that's still not enough to end the crisis over North Korea's growing nuclear weapons program.
The great question is the depth of commitment to the kind of sustained, intensive negotiations that will be required if real progress is made to overcome the suspicion that exists between Pyongyang and Washington.
Here in South Korea for much of the year, there has been a great deal of unease about the hardline position of the Bush administration, which until recently refused to consider North Korea's demand for a non-aggression pact before it disarmed. But at the Asia-Pacific summit in Bangkok last month, President Bush said he was ready to sign some kind of multilateral security assurance for North Korea, and that has assuaged the fears of many analysts, such as Chung In Moon of Yonsei University.
The Bush administration has been much more concrete in their proposal compared with the past. In the past, we are somewhat puzzled by the lack of consistency and coherence and clarity of American policy in North Korea. But this time, President Bush came up with the idea of a multilateral security guarantee in North Korea. And also, the United States has toned down its earlier request that North Korea should dismantle nuclear first, then we'll come up with a security assurance.
The stance of the South Korean government is a bit more cautious. Kim Un-suk, a senior figure at the foreign ministry, reflected the official view here of satisfaction at President Bush's remarks.
I'm not sure whether we can describe it as an advance, but you know, they have clarified their position. In the end, it will help facilitating the process, because it was the president himself who announced that U.S. is willing to consider the ways to provide security assurances to North Korea if nuclear problem can be solved.
Although the CIA recently informed Congress that it now firmly believes North Korea has produced two nuclear weapons, there is still no solid intelligence on how much additional plutonium North Korea has acquired since it restarted its nuclear reactors nearly a year ago. So many analysts here, such as Chung In Moon, emphasize that North Korea must be ready to make concessions as well.
What is really important is North Korean attitude. North Korea should show very clear and unfailing gesture to give up its nuclear weapons.
That is an expectation echoed by South Korean as well as American officials. They want something other than words that signals the North Koreans are willing to reverse what seems to be an inexorable march to acquiring a larger nuclear arsenal. Political commentator Chung Min Lee suggests, as an example, North Korea could announce it is letting inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency back into the country.
You have to lay out clear-cut benchmarks, both for success and for failure, so that all the parties know exactly where the talks are headed. Because if you want to have a successful dialogue, you've got to convince North Korea these are the ingredients for success, these are the ingredients for failure, and that's the cost you may pay if things turn out to be bad.
What that requires, though, are far more specific proposals from both the United States and South Korea. But the Bush administration has been distracted by Iraq, and the government of President Noh Moo-hyun has been obsessed by a deepening campaign finance scandal and the possibility of an unprecedented referendum on his presidency. The foreign ministry's Kim Un-suk insists that has not interfered with official focus on the North Korea talks.
Of course, you know, the important decisions is made by the president himself. But there has been no problem, and I don't foresee any problem because of the domestic situation in Korea.
So many analysts fear that without real concrete progress in the second round of these talks, there may not be more. There is no real military solution to this problem, given the certain devastation war would bring to South Korea. That could mean that North Korea will soon begin the serial production of nuclear bombs. The stakes are very high, says former U.S. Ambassador Donald Gregg.
So if we dilly-dally and give lip service to negotiations, North Korea is going to move closer and closer to becoming a full-blown nuclear power. And if they become a full-blown nuclear power, what are we going to do about it? And I think the answer is we're really not going to do anything about it.
The second round of the North Korea talks is expected sometime in December, probably again in Beijing. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Seoul.